When you think of the word angel, what comes to mind? Before I trusted in Christ, all I knew about heavenly angels was that they were the ornament on top of the Christmas tree. As I study the scriptures now, I see angels much differently. They are powerful. They can do supernatural things, like scare off entire armies or appear miraculously in bright light. But did you know that there is one thing angels are not allowed to do that only you and I can do? Angels may not communicate the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That has been reserved for us alone. Paul said that we, you and I, have been entrusted with the gospel. You may recall the story of Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band, described as a devout man, one who feared God and gave alms and prayed. One day, an angel of God came to him and assured him his prayers had been heard. Now, here was a man who was totally sincere, who was seeking a living relationship with God, who was ready to repent and believe the gospel. And yet the angel did not tell him how to trust Christ. The only thing the angel was allowed to do was tell the man how to get in touch with the Apostle Peter, who could then tell him what he must do to be saved. Think of it. The heavenly messengers of God, whose only desire is to do God's will, are not able to do the most important task in the world, because that task, to call men and women to follow Jesus Christ and turn to Him in repentance and faith, has been given to you and me. What a privilege to share in God's plan of redemption for the world. Friend, I urge you to share Christ where you live, where you work, and play by setting a Christ-like example and being willing to talk to others about Christ. By doing so, you are carrying out the work that God has assigned to us. Do a couple of names of friends come to mind? Pray for them today. Then look for God-given opportunities to tell them about Christ. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.